Let's begin now Hilchos Tefillin. We are beginning now Simen Chaf Hei. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Achar Shalovash Talis Mitzuyot Yaniach Tefillin. After a person puts on his talis, he should put on his tefillin, Shemalim Bakodesh. Because we always go up in Kedusha, and tefillin is a higher Kedusha than tzitzis. So we put our tzitzis on first, and then we put on our tefillin. Then the Mechaber says, "V'hamanichin kis ha'tfilin v'atalos l'toch kis achas." One who puts in his tefillin bag and his talus into one big talus bag. Tzrichin lizayir shelo yanichu kis ha'tfilin l'malo. You want to make sure that your tefillin bag is not on top of your talus. Kedei shelo yifga bohem tchila, because you don't want to bump into the tefillin first. V'yitzarech lahanicham kodem atalus, because then you would have to put on the tefillin before the talus, kadesh lo yavur ala mitzvah. Because if you're going to pass over the tefillin to get to the talus, which really you should put on first, that would be a problem of ein ma'avir ala mitzvah, so we don't want to pass over a mitzvah. Therefore, when you put in your tefillin bag and your talus into the bigger bag, you want to have the talus on top, so you would hit the talus first, because that's what we want to put on first. And if the tefillin is first, you're going to have to put on the tefillin first in order not to be ma'avir ala mitzvahs. Says the Ramah, it's much more machmir than that, as we'll see. It's not even touching it. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Even if you don't touch it, it's a problem. As we'll see. We'll get to it in a moment. Let's see the Ramah. So on the top of 64, the Ramah says, Mio, however, im tfilin muzuman and biyado, if a person has his tfilin, ve'ein lo tzitzis, he doesn't have his talus, ein tzarech lahamtin ala tzitzis, you don't have to wait for the tzitzis to come in order to put your tzitzis on before your tfilin, ela meniach tfilin, rather put on your tfilin, ukeshe mevien talus ma'atfo, and then when the talus comes, then you put on the talus. So you don't have to wait for it, even though that is the order that you put on your tzitzis before you put on your tefillin. That's if you have both in front of you. If you only have your tefillin and you're waiting for the tzitzis to come, put on your tefillin. And when the tzitzis come, the talus comes, then you put on the talus. So let's see now the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mechaber said, after you put on your talus, you put on your tefillin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "V'afilu im talus einu chayev elam derabbanan." Even if this talus that you have is only chayev derabbanan, kigon she'ula achas shloshim yom. For example, if it's a borrowed talus after 30 days, which we said because of Maris Ayin, you should already put on tzitzis. The kanal, if you have a four-cornered garment that you borrowed for 30 days, it will be chayv and tzitzis derabbanan after 30 days. The kanal b'simin yudalud. The chol ki agadno, or anything similar that has only a chiyam derabbanan. Gam ken yeish lakadimu l'tfilin. You still should put it on before the tfilin. So here the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that even when you have a talus, which is only really being mekayin in the mitzvah mid derabbanan, because the beged is only chayv derabbanan, and the tefillin we know is daraisa, still we're going to put on the talus derabbanan before we put on the tefillin daraisa. And the reason the Mechaber brings down is because of malim bakodesh. Now, there's an interesting beralacha over here, but the note in the back explains what the beralacha is coming to answer. So maybe before we see the beralacha, we'll just see the note. The note in the back of on page 6 in the back, the Shagas Aryeh, the Dogel Mirvava, asked the following kasha. They say, Sharei lo nemar din malim bakodesh el lagabe halos chefetz mikedusha kalu lekedusha chamura. We normally say malin bakodesh ve'emoridin. Let's say you sell a bima, so you want to use that money for a higher kedusha. You can't use that money from the bima for a lower kedusha. It's taking one item. You don't want to lower the kedusha. You only want to raise that kedusha. Aval kishiyesh nidon eza min hamitzvos lahakdim. But here you have two mitzvos in front of you. You have tefillin and you have talus. Which one goes first? Hari mevur b'mishnah in zvachim shiyesh lahakdim es hamukudish yoser. You should do the one that's more kadosh first. Velo lahakdim es hapachos mukudish kidei lios min hamal mukudish. The correct thing to do would be put on the tefillin first, because that has a higher level kedusha. The higher kedusha goes first. We only say malim bakodesh when it comes to one thing that you want to raise it in kedusha, not lower it. So how can we apply over here malim bakodesh when it comes to a person putting on two different mitzvos, the talus and the tefillin? The imkain case of kosav shulchan aruch shatam lahakdim levishas hatzitzis lifnei anochas hatefillin hu mishum shemalim bakodesh. So the Bir Halacha answers that. Keep your hands in the back, but we'll read the Bir Halacha, and then we'll read how the Har Tzvi explains it. The Bir Halacha writes, Malim bakodesh al ha'odom koi. It's going on a person. Shetzarech leilech midarga ledarga. Person has to go from level to level, like we just discussed. Ulis alos b'kedusha, and he has to go up in kedusha. Kimitchilo hu rak mechase as atzmo b'kisui shel mitzvah. First, he's just covering himself with the covering of a mitzvah, the talus. Va'yidei tefillin hu mekasher as atzmo b'kesher yichud v'kedusha. And then he's tying himself up with the kesher of the yichud and the kedusha. So the Bir Halacha is coming to answer the kasha of the Achronim, which they write in the brackets. That's El Rabba Vagra. The Kivam Bazel Atarets Kushas Ashagas Ari Vadogam Mirvava. So if you flip to the back, we'll see the way the Har Tzvi is Masbir. Ubir Bishal Shuvas Har Tzvi as Shuvas Abir Alocha Shiksha Mitzvah Hi Bepu'ula Shechutz Laguf. When the mitzvah is a separate entity than the body, yesh lakdem es hamakudish yoser. That's what the Mishnah in Zvachim says, that the more kedusha goes first. Aval kishitzorach lehislabish b'shtei mitzvos hanasos begufo, the gufo is ala yodam, but if both mitzvahs have to do with putting them on your body, so the guf has to become raised up through these mitzvos, al kach nemer shemalim b'kodesh. There we say malim b'kodesh in the guf of the body. So if you have two outside mitzvahs, you do the more kadosh mitzvah first. But when it comes to covering the body with two separate mitzvahs, so it's a matter of the guf, the person being raised up in kedusha. That's what the Be'er means. Al ha'odom koi. The odom is the one that would be malam the kedusha by first putting on the tzitzis or the talus and then putting on the tefillin. Says the Mishnah Berurah right there in Sifkat and Beis. The Mechaber had said that when you put away your talus and your tefillin, you want to put the talus on top of the tefillin, so you hit the talus first so you can put it on in the proper order. Because if your tefillin is on top of your talus, you have a problem, you can't pass over it because of Eim Avinu L'mitzvos, and you would be forced to put on your tefillin before your talus. Says the Mishnah Berurah if katan beis. Yes, Alex.
But since you already have your tzitzit on, so...
Oh, you're saying an excellent point.
I mean, you have your tzitzit, then you put on your talit, you could be putting your tefillin first because you already have your...
You're saying a good point. You're saying an excellent point. So I'm not going to address it now, but I'm going to come back to you tomorrow. Alex asked an excellent question.
I'm not here tomorrow.
That's even better. So for sure we'll discuss it tomorrow. So we'll see if that matters. So okay, so let's leave that for now. That's an excellent question. Again, Alex's question was, does it matter if a person is wearing tzitzis already? Because if a person is wearing tzitzis, so he already put on a tzitzis, so if he puts his tefillin on, so he's still being malam b'kodesh by putting the tzitzis and then the tefillin. So we'll see. That's an excellent point. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Vayitzis of Katan Beis. Yaniach tefillin. Umi she'en yodo ma'segez liknos tzitzis u'tefillin. We had this once quoted earlier. One who cannot afford tzitzis and tefillin. Hechriu ha'achronim de tefillin kodmin. So tefillin come first. Why? For the obvious reason, ki tzitzis hu rak mitzvah im yesh lo talus shel arba knafos. We know that really tzitzis talus is only a mitzvah if you have four-cornered garments that you put on the tzitzis. U tefillin hu chova. However, tefillin is an absolute chiyuv, and therefore, if you can only do one, you should absolutely do the tefillin before, instead of doing the tzitzis. Umi she'enu manichon hu bechlal poshei shel begufa. Not only that, also, the Gemara tells us that one who doesn't put on tefillin is considered poshei Yisrael begufan, a sinner of Klal Yisrael in his guf. Like we'll see later on in Simon Lamed Zayin. The kol shekein le'inyan liknos tefillin muhudarin v'talis no'a de tefillin kodim l'kuyama. Certainly if they have the choice to whether to get more muhudar tefillin or a more beautiful talis, certainly you should get the more muhudar tefillin according to everyone. The ha'olam nechshalim bazeh, people are nechshal in this. They like to get the silver atara. They like to spend their extra money on the talis over the extra money on the tefillin. Even though I guess the tefillin is so expensive anyway, but really a person should more focus on the hidra of the tefillin than on the talus. Mi she'en yodo ma'segas liknos tzitzis u'tefillin. One who cannot afford tzitzis and tefillin, ein mechuyav lachzor al apsachim. He does not have to go around collecting kedei l'knos in order to buy them. Avol mi she'yodo ma'segas ach somech al mashe shol me'achirim. But someone who can't afford it, but he says, why should I bother spending the money? Let me just borrow from people in shul. Right, he just is shalom me'achirim achar sheyotzu behen cause of a bach the unshul gadol. The bach, right, he has a terrible punishment. And no five, he says the bach says the reason is because if he's always trying to borrow, sometimes he won't have tefillin when he's supposed to be saying kriya shema and davening, and that's a problem. But if you look at the bottom under the Shaar HaTzion, the note of the Mishnah Berurah, he says besides the bach's unshul gadol, he says gam matzu ish ayidei zeh einu mekayim mitzvah tefillin kadin. Many times, if you don't have your own tefillin, you're borrowing someone's, you won't be putting on tefillin the proper way. The gam mevarach levatola, and if it's not put on properly, you're making a brach levatola. Va'over alosisa, you have the iser, possibly the raisa. We had the machlokas rishonim, the raisa, the rabban of losisa, by making a brach levatola if your tefillin are not good. Why wouldn't it be good? Ki lefa'am ha'kesher katon ogodol lefi midas rosho. Because sometimes the knot is too big or too small. I don't think he means the knot itself. He means the way it's tied is either too tight for your head or too loose for your head. When you're too lazy to fix it and adjust it, to find the guy who knows how to fix it properly, and you put it on, it doesn't really fit you. Or the person you're borrowing from agrees to let you borrow it, but he doesn't want you adjusting it. He doesn't want to redo it again tomorrow. The Prima Gadim already told us that tefillin that are not resting in the right place, it's like they're in the bag. So if you're not putting it in the right place, it's not good. So if you're going to borrow tefillin always, besides the fact that you might not get it in time necessarily for Kriyat Shema tefillah, even if you get it, if it's not the right size and you don't adjust it, then you're not Yotzei. And therefore, it's not a good idea to be borrowing tefillin if one could afford his own tefillin. He should absolutely buy his own pair of tefillin. Now, the Mechaber told us that you don't want to be shelo yifka. You want to put the talus on top of the tefillin so you don't hit the tefillin before the talus. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Zivkat and Gimel Pirish, afilo lo yechos behem biyado. Even if you don't actually take it in your hands, it doesn't have to be that you take the talus in your tefillin in your hands first, that you have a problem putting on the tefillin first. Rak lefio shatas yado heimunachum lefan of tchila. Even if it's just in that order, that if you would put your hand in theoretically, you would hit the tefillin first, you already have a problem. Ein ma'avirin aleihem v'tzarach lachdimon. So Zakta Mishnah Berurah, it's not only a matter of that your hand actually touched the tefillin first. Even if it's just, the tefillin are just there first, you didn't touch it, you have a problem of passing around the tefillin in order to get to the talus. That'll be a problem of Eim Avin Ala Mitzvos. V'chol zeh davke im rotze laniach ato ha-tefillin. This issue of Eim Avin Ala Mitzvos is davke if you want to put on your talus and tefillin right now. You came to shul, you want to put on your talus and tefillin. Aval imadayin ein rotze laniach rak la'achar zman. But if you don't want to put your tefillin on now, let's just say you wanted to go learn in shul for a little bit with your talus on, you're planning on putting on your tefillin later. So lo shayach bozeh ein ma'avin ala mitzvos. Then it's not a problem of ein ma'avin ala mitzvos. It's only a problem if you want to do both mitzvos right now, so you can't pass over one. But if you're not interested in putting on the tefillin, that wasn't your plan originally, you wanted to put on your talus, then it would not be a problem to pass over your tefillin because you're not mechuyev to put it on when you don't want to put it on. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, Sifkat and Dalad. We said if you are pogeya, which the Mishnah Berurah just explained, lav dafka, that you actually touched it, but if you would hit it on your way in, you would have to put on the tefillin first. Says the Mishnah Berurah on page 64, Sifkat and Dalad, nearly poshut. It's obvious to me, says the Chavetz Chaim, the imispalo bebeso, look how far it goes. The rotzel aniyah talus, tefillin, you're davening at home. You want to put on your talus and your tefillin? Ubeso cheder shalafan of munach atfillin. The tefillin are in the room that's closer to you. Ubeso cheder acher munach atalus. In the further room is the talus. Tzaruch laniyach tefillin bereisha. You have to put on the tefillin first. That's a much bigger cheder. So obviously, it's not a matter of touching it. If you would hit it, even if it's in different rooms, you'd have to put on the tefillin first if it's in a closer room. Kedei shelo yavar al mitzvah. So you shouldn't be passing over the mitzvah. Achereda tefillin mezumanim lefan of tchila. Since the tefillin are prepared in front of you first, you would be required to put on the tefillin first. The afshelo notal adayin atfillin biyado. Even though you still have not taken, like we mentioned, the tefillin in your hands. Fine. Sifkaton, hey, the Mishnah Berurah says you would have to put on the tefillin kodem atalus. Now, what if you messed up? In other words, you took the tefillin, and now you decide that you really want to put on the talus, which you weren't supposed to do, but you put down your tefillin, you took your talus. V'im over v'hinicham yodam notal atalus. If you did the wrong thing, you picked up your tefillin, or you were supposed to pick up your tefillin, and you're supposed to put it on first, but you decide, or you don't know what to do, and you put down your tefillin, you picked up your talus. Shuv aser la'azvav litala tefillin. Once you did the wrong thing and you already put down your tefillin and picked up your talus, so then just put on your talus once you're holding it. Don't do the same problem again. Once you're holding the talus, don't be mavil the talus now to go put on the tefillin because you had picked up the tefillin initially. If you picked up the tefillin initially, put the tefillin on. But if you already put it down and picked up your talus and someone corrects you, you still continue with what you're holding and you put on the talus first. Fine. Then the Ramah said that if you only have tefillin in front of you and you don't have a talus now, you don't have to wait for the tzitzis. You just put on the tefillin now. Ve'en lo tzitzis, afilu hu holech b'li dalet knafos. Even if you're not wearing tzitzis at all, the kol shekein lefi minageno de kol echad zoyer b'talus katan. Certainly, according to our minog, where everyone is wearing a talus katan. So here's what the Mishnah Berurah brings it in, a little bit Alex was addressing. So the Ramah says that a person, if he has the tefillin here, and he doesn't have the talus, so he says, put on the tefillin. Certainly, if you already have the tzitzis on, so you're already in Mekayim, like Alex was saying, the order of Malam HaKodesh by having the tzitzis and then putting on the tefillin. Now, Rabbi Breshi doesn't address your point that you didn't make a bracha. Seemingly, he's not bothered by that, because our minhag again is not to make a bracha on the talus katan, so l'chara, it wouldn't be an issue of the bracha, because he's saying, you already have, certainly if you have the talus katan on, but even if you don't have it on. And the final Mishnah Berurah, and then there's an interesting note that Rabbi Levine asked the 7th graders earlier in the year. I mean, he asked this kasha to the class, a great kasha. on the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Zayin. He says, "Ain Tzarach." You don't have to wait with the tefillin to first put on the talus and then put on the tefillin afterwards. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why? Mipnei she'ain mashin as ha-mitzvah. We don't delay a mitzvah. Right now you have your tefillin, you want to put it on? Put it on now. Afal pi she'ein shlomar she'yase achach yosem in a mufchar. Even though by waiting you'll do the mitzvah in a better way. Because you're supposed to really put on the talus and then the tefillin. And you're going to be putting on the tefillin first, and then you're going to put the talus on 10 minutes later. Still, even though you could wait and do it better later, do it earlier. Mitzvah b'shaita chaviva. It's more dear to do a mitzvah in the right time. You want to put on your tefillin now? Put on your tefillin. Don't wait for the talus. Even though it's better to do talus tefillin, better to do a mitzvah on time. Put the tefillin on right now when you want to do it, and don't delay the mitzvah to do it in a better way. V'chein b'tadir v'she'eno tadir, the kaimel and tadir kodem. So do by the klal of tadir v'she'eno tadir, tadir kodem. Im eina tadir lefaneinu ein tzarach lahamtin. If the one that's more common is not in front of you now, so don't wait with the eino tadir to get the tadir first. If you have the eino tadir in front of you, and the tadir is only going to come later, so put on the eino tadir and wait with the tadir. And the question is, if you look at note 11, a great question is Lagabi Kiddush Levana. Because we know Kiddush Levana, we'll read the note. Lagabi Kiddush Levana, note 11. Pasag HaShulchan Aruch Lekamon, Sh'afim Higiyaz Mana Yantan Motzei Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says later on that if the time that you're allowed to say Kiddush Levana is, let's say, on Wednesday night, so we paskin in general, as we'll see, it's not so pasha, but we paskin in general, the Mechaber says, wait till Motzei Shabbos. Why? Because then you're wearing your Shabbos clothes. It's more chashuv to say Kiddush Levana with your Shabbos clothes on. Ubisifro Machne Yisrael, and in Sefer Machne Yisrael, which is Sefer of the Chavetz Chaim, he writes B'shem the Chai Adam Shemidinze Yeshlumer. From this thing we shall learn out of Kiddush Levana, Shebemakom Shem Yisha Hamitzvah Yekaimena Achagach Beofen Mufcha Yoser. If you can delay a mitzvah and do it in a better way, Mutter Lashoso. It's mutter to delay the mitzvah. The Shalom Kamosha Kosov Khan, seemingly a stira between the Chavetz Chaim bringing the Chai Adam over there, Machane Yisrael, that if you could delay a mitzvah to do it in a better way, better to delay it and do it in a better way. And here the Mishnah Berurah says, even if you could delay a mitzvah to do it a better way, don't delay it. Put a tefillin on now. Even though it would be better to wait and have a talus than a tefillin, don't wait. Better Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Better to do it now, put the tefillin on. That is Lechora, a stira in the Mishnah Berurah.
What about Sephardim? Even though we wait further, and Shabbat is, let's say, the fourth day, should we wait or not delay?
Well, the Sfardim wait; they hold you can't do it before.
I know we wait, but if you have the opportunity right now, because
but you don't have the opportunity because
in a week it might be raining. I think
Shabbat. Oh, you're saying if the day you're allowed to do the seventh is on a Tuesday, should you wait till Motzei Shabbos? That's what you're saying.
No, what I'm saying is instead of waiting.
When is the first day that you're allowed to say Kiddush Levana in your example? Is it on a Tuesday or is it on a Motzei Shabbos? When is it?
Let's say the fourth day is.
You start the seventh day.
I know.
Oh, so the fourth day is Motzei Shabbos.
We delay. So what I'm saying is, if the fourth day is when Ashkenazim already are saying is Motzei Shabbat.
You should not say it then.
Say it.
Absolutely not. You should wait because it's not your mitzvah. You can't say it then. Okay, let's finish this note because let's just finish up and then we'll take questions. Ubis shame sefer chasidim hevi. This is not interesting to know. Then we'll get to the answer. Shebechol ofen yasenim miyad. The sefer chasidim says you never wait. You know he doesn't agree with the mechaber. You don't wait for Motzei Shabbos. You do it the first available time. Umastik shom shem eino yodeya mayelad yom. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know the weather is going to be. Lachol adeos yesh lasosim miyad. You never wait. If they're calling for a lot of rain or a lot of cloudy days, you never wait. You always do it right away. And the Bir Alacha brings later on, and the Mishnah Berurah later on writes, B'shem Sefer Ma'israv Shagro Hayom Amar L'Kadosh Shalavona V'lo Himtin, that the Grod never waited for Motzei Shabbos. And we saw many, many poskim, I don't want to say the names, I don't want to misquote them, but many big gedolim from our days that also did not wait to Motzei Shabbos, even though that seems to be our custom. But here is the answer to the stira of in the Chafetz Chaim. Says the Artzos HaChaim, he was kosov l'chalei be mitzvahs kiddush levana be mitzvahs tefillin. She be kiddush levana al yidei ha'amtona l'motzei Shabbos mishtabachas mitzvahs ha'kiddush levana atzma. By waiting with kiddush levana to Motzei Shabbos, you're doing the etzem mitzvah of kiddush levana in a better way. You're doing the same mitzvah in a better way because you're dressed nicer. You're doing it in a better way, so the mitzvah itself is better. By delaying the tefillin to get the talus before it, it's not making the mitzvah tefillin any better. It's a separate entity. You're being Mekayim Malam HaKodesh, but especially like we learned earlier in the Bar Halacha, that's a din in the person, right? It's in the Gavra. You're Malam HaKodesh, but it's not any different. The Mitzvah Tefillin is no different whether you have the Talos before or the Talos after it. The Mitzvah Tefillin is the Mitzvah Tefillin. Masha'en came when you're...
You. What? Again, they're looking at the mitzvah, and they're looking at the
right, but we're saying in the kasha that there's a stira. Do you wait with the mitzvah to do the mitzvah better? So he's answering that when the mitzvah will be better, Yitaka should wait, and they have a kiddush savana when you're in better clothing. So that's more chashuv for the mitzvah. The mitzvah itself is better. But here, waiting for the talus to be before the tefillin is not a milah in the mitzvah tefillin. It might be a milah in your malam bakodesh, not a milah in tefillin, and therefore mitzvah chaviv mitzvah b'shaita. You should rather do it right away. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue with Shem tomorrow.